Good morning. Clear skies and light winds overnight produced another cold one across interior New York and New England, and many folks are waking up to temperatures in the upper 20s and lower 30s with frost this morning. Other locations are in the mid to upper 30s, and that's where they will start the day. However, everyone will see at least some sunshine to begin this Wednesday with high pressure sliding off the eastern seaboard. Clouds are steadily advancing in from the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, and eventually the high clouds will blot out some of the sunshine through mid-morning before the clouds thicken later this afternoon. And eventually some scattered showers will head in with a warm front approaching us from the south and west. Maybe even a rumble of thunder if enough energy can combine with the heating of the day as temperatures climb up into the middle and upper 60s for afternoon highs. Showers and a couple of thunderstorms will last into the evening hours. Then as the front pushes through, partly cloudy and not nearly as cool overnight tonight with lows back into the 40s. This will leave us with plenty of sunshine in another area of high pressure in place for tomorrow. It'll be windy out of the west, but a mild wind as temperatures push up into the lower and middle 70s. High pressure will build back into the area on Friday, a touch on the cooler side, but still very nice in the upper 60s to around 70 under a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Right now, it looks like another ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will build in for the weekend and beyond, keeping it dry. With partly to mostly sunny skies through the weekend, we'll be in the lower 70s. And with partly to mostly sunny skies for Monday and Tuesday next week, high temperatures will push into the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of west central Texas. An upper-level low is forecast to develop this afternoon across Oklahoma, with an upper-level trough extending southward across west central Texas. At the surface, a low will deepen across west Texas as low-level convergence increases along the dry line. Moderate instability combined with moderate to strong deep layer shear and sharply cooler temperatures with height should support supercell development with large hail and wind damage possible. The last report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Batman, Turkey at 9:50 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Abilene, Texas at 10:11 p.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 75 miles visibility with mostly clear skies and 19 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 1 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear and 34 degrees, the dew point 31, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.02 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with a chance of showers, perhaps a thunderstorm in the lower 70s. Boston, increasing clouds with a chance of showers in the lower to mid 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 58 degrees, the low, 35, the average temperature, 47, that's 11 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 87 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 65 hundredths below normal, and 8.96 inches for the year, which is 3.73 inches below normal. There were 18 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 90, that's 46 below normal, and 6,152 for the season, which is 377 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low, 47, the record high, 93, set in 1900, and the record low, 31, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:33 a.m., sunset this evening 8:11 p.m., 14 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with scattered showers this afternoon, becoming breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Evening showers then clearing overnight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with scattered showers this afternoon, perhaps a thunderstorm, becoming breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Evening showers then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with scattered showers this afternoon, perhaps a thunderstorm, becoming breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Evening showers then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with scattered showers this afternoon and perhaps a thunderstorm, becoming breezy with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Evening showers then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with scattered showers this afternoon and possibly a thunderstorm, becoming breezy with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Evening showers then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, but mild in the lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, lower 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Monday and Tuesday, with highs reaching the middle and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.